Concerned about the critical state of the planet caused by climate change, association members of the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association in Mexico organized the SOS Save the Planet Conference in Jalapa, the capital city of the state of Veracruz, also known as the Athens of Veracruz. On March 6th, over 1,000 concerned jalapeños, government officials, and dignitaries attended the conference to join in the discussion of the latest issues and key solutions to mitigate the planet's climate crisis. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted the invitation as guest of honor to share her insights during the forum via video conference.
Prominent guest speakers were the Honorable Fidel Herrera Beltran, Governor of Veracruz State, and His Honor David Velasco Chedraui, Mayor of Jalapa. Also present were Mariana Munguia de Velasco, President of Jalapa's Municipal Family Integral Development, or DIF, Mr. Ranulfo Marquez Hernandez, Civil Protection Secretary of the State, Mr. Victor Alvarado Martinez, Coordinator of the program Tú Decides, or You Decide, with the state's DIF, Mr. Elfego Riveros Hernandez, Communication and Journalism Director of Radio Teocelo, Mr. Oscar Pedro Reyes Castellan, Journalist and President of El Centinela Newspaper, and Nominjan, one of the most famous singer-songwriters in Mongolia.
European Parliament Vice President Mr. McMillan Scott, Senator Heherson Alvarez from the Philippines, and legislator Tien Cho Jin from Formosa or Taiwan also lent their support by sending their greeting messages to Supreme Master Ching Hai and the conference's participants. The SOS Save the Planet was broadcast live by the local station, Oliva Radio, on 95.5 FM.
We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, SOS Save the Planet, held on March 6, 2009, in Jalapa, Mexico.
Master, once again, thank you. Thank you for being here with us today as our guest of honor and taking time to answer our questions.
Yes.
We have a session of question and answers. We will begin now.
The first four questions come from Dr. Judy Cano, a nutritionist who has given seminars on the importance of vegetarianism.
Welcome. Bienvenidos.
Muchos saludos, maestra. La flora y fauna marinas están desapareciendo debido a la contaminación del petróleo en mares y océanos. ¿Qué podemos hacer para detener esto en México y en el mundo?
Hola, Dr. Cano.
Hola, Master.
I'm sorry, it's not only oil, but others of our actions as well, such as overfishing and chemical runoff from farms and factories. These all cause harm because they do not consider the impact of our actions on other beings. For example, you are surely aware of the so-called death zones in the Gulf of Mexico, a very large area of water that no longer supports any marine life. That's why they're called dead zone. These waters have been contaminated to such an extent that no life can exist anymore there. The contamination came primarily by the livestock industry's chemical fertilizers, which get washed into the Mississippi River in the United States. And then from the Mississippi River water, it flows down into the Gulf of Mexico. Activities such as overfishing of the sardines even also worsen the problem of the dead zones. Scientists have found that this very small fish even, very small fish, plays a vital part in restoring oxygen to the water, which is necessary to support other life forms. So every being on earth and in the sea has value, no matter how small they might look, and something unique to do on this planet. It is our ignoring this balance and the preciousness of all life that has contributed to our global danger right now, both in Mexico and in other places in the world. The way to solve this problem is through greater consideration for all life. This means we should respect all lives and in action. The vegetarian diet, the animal-free diet and lifestyle is the translation of that respect to all lives, thus to our lives, because we are interconnected. Vegetarianism or veganism is the quickest way to correct the imbalance if everyone is vegetarian. Better still vegan, I mean animal-free, having an animal-free diet, then there is a different outlook, different conception for development of all kinds. In our case, it will proceed with compassion and care, which is what we need to reverse the effects that you mentioned, Dr. Kano, which is to restore the wonders of our marine life. Thank you, ma'am.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Usted nos dice que el ser vegetarianos ayudaría a detener en forma muy rápida y en un alto porcentaje el calentamiento global. ¿Cómo es que el vegetarianismo puede hacer esto?
Dr. Kano, you probably are well aware that the livestock rising, mean animals rising, emit the greenhouse gases of methane and the most of it. And this gas is up to 72 times more potent than carbon dioxide. But it also dissipates much more quickly than carbon dioxide, means CO2. Yeah. So the vegetarian diet, the vegan diet, the animal-free diet is one way to physically and quickly reverse the greenhouse gases that are damaging our planet, because it will cause an immediate cooling effect. The other way that vegetarianism quickly stops global warming is by reversing the mental attitude, the conception that has resulted in so much destruction to our environment. First of all, we stop the suffering caused to animals in killing them for meat by changing to consideration and kindness. This will address the deeper cause of global warming, which is the violent karma. Karma means the cause and effect. In the Bible, it is stated that as you sow, so shall you reap. The cause and effect principle is scientific and very precise. If we nourish life, we also can have life and happiness. If we destroy life, then we cannot expect health, long life, and happiness in return. Every action causes a reaction, and like attracts like. So if we respect life, we will have life. So we must stop causing suffering and loss of life to the animal kingdom. This is truly why vegetarianism is the quickest way to stop global warming. It is the like attract like. It is very scientific. If we give life, we will beget life. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Master.
Gracias, maestra.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven.
than what they are right now.
En México se ha dado la noticia de que se han encontrado nuevos yacimientos, nuevos y ricos yacimientos de petróleo. Esto convertiría a México en la tercera potencia mundial de petróleo. ¿Qué podemos hacer para detener esta contaminación del petróleo que está destruyendo nuestro planeta?
Dr. Cano, oil is not the worst. So, although we don't want oil to continue, we can have oil even. We can have oil if that helps the Mexican to become more prosperous and self-dependent, self-sustained. Because oil is not the worst thing. Oil is not the only thing, and it's not the worst thing that damage our planet. It is the livestock industry. It's actually the most polluting, the most disease-producing, the most energy-consuming, and the most greenhouse gas-emitting industries that exist. The United Nations report called Livestock Long Shadow states that the farm animal industry emits more greenhouse gases than all the transportation on Earth combined. And according to the Nobel Prize-winning Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, who himself is a vegetarian, he said meat production is extremely carbon-intensive. This is partly because of the pollution cycles, you know, including refrigeration, transportation, etc., not to mention destroying the forest for grazing land, for pasture land, and all the costs or the carbon emitting from disease causing and curing, etc., etc. That's why I said, just leave the meat alone and we have everything else. Even oil is fine. Even oil, if we have it, we can use it until we have something better for our planet. But if we stop the animal raising, stop animal products, then we cut a big percentage, 80% of pollution to our planet and stop 80% of global warming. So we can continue to have oil and cars. I know people will be surprised hearing me saying this. But no, it is true like that, because we have not invented enough instrument for transportation and other uses. So we may continue to use the oil if we have it. Of course, the better if we don't use, but at the moment, we must use it. And if we just leave all the meat animal production alone, then we can use anything. And Mexico can make use of this advantage of oil to elevate the standard of living of the people. So what I say is, stop the meat production, which will bring great benefit to the environment of your country. Since Mexico is also involved in the livestock industry, there is also sustainable resource development as an alternative to oil as well, if we have it quick enough. You see, your country already has begun this with a large wind energy project near the city of La Ventosa, which I understand mean the windy. Huh? Sustainable energy in general is also showing itself to be very profitable and job-producing to people. So there can be both economic and environmental benefit from developing sustainable energy, and the earth will be protected. But animals industry is the number one enemy of our survival. Thank you, madam.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more.
Maestra, ¿cómo podemos convencer a nuestras autoridades gubernamentales para que hagan una conciencia y ayuden a detener todo el deterioro que está destruyendo nuestro planeta? Muchas gracias.
Thank you for being concerned, Dr. Cano. Which is not for yourself, but for your fellow citizens. You see, the government is aware. It's just perhaps the government is putting priority elsewhere. So if you and other citizens who are concerned, you could contact your government and write to them, inform them, or remind them of the urgency of the situation that we and our future generations are facing. Perhaps you will find some like-minded politicians or someone in the political field who are sympathetic, or even vegetarian already. You could be surprised. Our group has discovered many vegetarian people in the political arena. When they understand the connection to global warming, those people sometimes even step forward on their own to promote vegetarianism to the public. Some government leaders may not yet realize the connection between vegetarianism and global warming, so please remind them, because if they do, they will think about it and maybe do something quick. So it is important that you try to inform the government. The earlier, the better. Also, we can point out to the government leaders all the evidence of the global warming terrifying effects due to livestock rising, due to animals production. In Mexico alone, recent research indicates that 47% of the land has changed into desert. Your land, 47% of your country has some degree of desertification, which is known to be linked to damage from the cattle industry, from the cows raising industry. So the desertification process is often so destructive that the land cannot be cultivated anymore. Also, Mexico's National Institute of Ecology stated that at present, 50 to 70% of the country is suffering from some degree of drought, These are serious warning signs that we should heed. The government should not ignore in the interest of protecting the Mexican people and the world at large. The good leaders do care. They have children and they want to protect their children as well and their future generation and their citizens. So please remind them. But even if the government doesn't move, we citizens can start it, and enough actions on our part can encourage the government leaders to take even greater action in the same direction. And that would be fantastic. That would be the best. Thank you, Dr. Cano, for your great concern.
Muy agradecida.
Thank you, Master.
Muchas gracias. God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Cano.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Now, the next three questions are from José Antonio López, a history professor.
Welcome.
Welcome, Mr. José Antonio López. Thank you.
Welcome, Professor.
Hola, hola, querida maestra. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Quisiera formular tres preguntas. Hemos recibido tus consejos acerca de qué deberíamos hacer para salvar nuestro planeta. Uh-huh. Uno de ellos es el ser vegetariano. ¿Qué consejo le darías a la gente para mantener su sinceridad que viene dentro de sí misma y mantenerse siendo vegetariano?
Professor López, thank you for your concern. To be vegetarian is one of the highest forms of sincerity and love. If we love ourselves, if we love our families and our future children, future generation, our children, grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, then we should do everything we can to protect them. Just to sacrifice the meat diet is not difficult. So it is a reflection of human compassion and integrity to offer the same dignity and respect for life to the animals as we have for ourselves. Being vegetarian, meaning consuming an absolutely animal-free diet, give us also the freedom of conscience, a peace of mind that comes from living in peace with other beings and nature, which is the original lifestyle of all Mexicans, I believe, according to history. This is the kind of peace the planet needs to survive. Remind them of the ancient Incas, the ancient Mayas, which our governor have just told us that in the beginning they live on corn and other vegetables. And they did not have any cancer or any other problem. So we should learn from our ancestry. Remind people of that. Thank you, Professor López.
Gracias, maestra.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
La siguiente pregunta. ¿Cree que durante este proceso de crisis de cambio climático el nivel de la gente se eleve y la conciencia del vegetarianismo global se acelere?
Professor, it already has. It already has, Professor Lopez. Some people have already changed in their understanding and action. That is what we are trying to do in spreading the word about global warming and the vegetarian solution. Is to help more and more people become aware that this is really the most important step in stopping the destructive changes on the earth. It's just that we are running out of time. If the government and the media help to encourage people to become vegetarian, this is ideal because they reach the largest number of people who we, a small group, could otherwise not reach, but who would also willingly follow because the people are good people, especially if they know it will benefit themselves, their children, and the future generation, and to save the planet for our survival. The more people become vegetarian, the easier for the environment to be restored. So, yes, there is a certain momentum that can happen when many people turn in the direction of more caring and compassionate lifestyle. If humanity does not respect all the forms of life, then the life of humans will also be imperiled, because we are all interconnected. We all depend on each other to survive, down to the little worm that make our land arable. But if people turn away from killing and choose the animal-free lifestyle, they will harvest from the seeds of peace and kindness. We pray that enough people do so, and quickly, as we are running out of time. Thank you, Professor. Good question.
Good question.
Good question.
Thank you for joining us today on Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Friday for Part 4 of Video Conference with Supreme Master Chinghai, SOS Save the Planet. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell and God bless.